But before we get into the airship business, I want to talk to you a little bit about the Texas Rules of Civil Procedures. Anybody have them with them today? I doubt it. Do you ever read them very often? I doubt it. Go to read Rule 2. Rule 2 has a section that says this applies to county courts, which would include probate courts, county courts law, justice courts, and district courts. Then there's a big exception. The exception being those rules and proceedings that were in effect in 1941 when the Texas Rules of Civil Procedure were promulgated by the Supreme Court under the authority of the Texas legislature. If there is a rule of procedure in guardianship, probate, heirship, or mental health, the rules in the Texas Rules of Civil Procedure do not apply. And you follow the rule in what is now known as the Estates Code. Before, in 1941, we didn't even have the old probate code. We just had a bunch of statutes. So, unless the rules were repealed. I've done the research. You don't have to do it. None of the probate rules that were in effect on guardianship, probate, mental health, heirship, were repealed in 1941. They were in civil statutes. They were put over in 1959 in the what is commonly known as the probate code, which really wasn't a code, but it was just a compilation of many statutes. And then ultimately, the codification process, which went on for about 40 years here in the state of Texas, one of the last groups of laws that were put into code form, codification, a true codification form, was the estates code, which took the probate code and anything else they wanted to stick in there. They put it all together and they call it the estates code.